All right, a good talk. It's good to be back. We're up to Sif Chaf. Simon Design Sif Chaf. We're in the middle of talking about a mashkin that you have a chiv to give back the mashkin to the loiva whenever he needs it. You take it back at night when he doesn't need it. Again, back and forth. That's how it's going to go. Oh, we're going to see. It's really, if he needs the mashkin, you have to take it and give it back, and take and give it back, lo'ilam vo'ed. If he doesn't need the mashkin, then it said in Sif Yud Ches that you hold on to it, menicha etzlei ad lamed yom, you wait 30 days, u'mishlechem yom ve'elek, mekrei bebez, and then you could sell it off and liquidate it and get paid up. But if he needs the mashkin, then since you have a chiv chazara, you can't negate that chiv, because you can never mess it up. So therefore, you can't sell it. If you're going to sell it, what is he going to do tomorrow? He needs his pajamas tomorrow. So you got to keep on returning his pajamas every single night, so you have no right to sell it. You're going to have to keep on going back and forth. That's what it says in Sif Yud Ches. We're going to see in Sif Chav Beis, an Eitzah, even when he needs it, how you can get to sell it. Hopefully, we'll get to Chav Beis tonight. All right. Sif Chav. Even if he's extremely wealthy, has a whole portfolio of karkoyis, the ainling metalton, but he doesn't have metalton, he just doesn't have a pair of pajamas. He owns the World Trade Center, but he just doesn't own the pair of pajamas. Ela Elu, these are his only pair, Shemishkin, the ones that you took as a mashkin, Tsarklak Zirimla, you have to give it back. Means there's no difference between an ani and an asher. Even an asher, you have a chiv chazara too. Just the only thing is, normally an asher has other metalton, and he's not desperate. He doesn't need these, the ones that you took. But if he needs them, then you got to give it back. Avolim yeshli metalton achem. But if he has other metalton, shein tzarik leilo. But if he has other metalton that he doesn't need these, then ein tzarik laksalo. Then you don't have a chiv to give it back. And this sefer yeshli metalton achem is not talking about just an asher. It's even an ani. An ani who has other metaltalim, you're not mechuyev to give it back. And an usher who doesn't have other metaltalim, you are mechuyev to give it back. Bekitza, there's no difference between an ani and an usher. The only difference is, what nekuda is does he need it or not? If he needs this mashkin, you got to give it back. If he doesn't need this mashkin, you don't have to give it back.
He has money.
If he has money, but he doesn't have pajamas. Huh? But he doesn't have pajamas, so...
Why does he say that? Because he doesn't have to sell it.
Why punk to karka? He doesn't have to sell. Why? Maybe we'll force him to sell the karka too.
Okay, that's already a step forward.
And metalton also, if he has money. Yeah, I don't think if Deval right now, since he didn't buy pajamas, he needs those pajamas. He got to give it back. If he has money, then he should be paying you up the chayv. That's all good for. But lemaisi, he's not paying you up. He doesn't have to buy the pajamas. The chayv doesn't. Grade Pashas and Mashkin is lakas manproin biderekla. Why? Because in Metzias, if I took the Mashkin b'shas talva, I don't have a chiv chazara. The whole chiv chazara in Tazayin says only if I took it after talva. I'm now allowed to take a Mashkin after talva unless it's a giz manproin. Unless it's mamish bezin yodel nechasa because they saw that he was mevazis nechasa. It's an extreme case. Namal, every Mashkin that we're dealing with that has a chiv chazara is a Mashkin after giz manproin. So he is manparayin, I still have to give him back his mashkin because he needs it. So if he needs it, I got to get back. If he doesn't need it, I don't give it back. I want to be maisiv here, and look here is the davar pashit. There are rise to this, but I think it's the davar pashit that what happens if b'shas avoy lent him the money, he had other pairs of pajamas. And I'll go even further. Even b'shas I took the mashkin, he had other pairs of pajamas. But over time, the pajamas get worn out. And now he no longer has other pair of pajamas. For the first 20 days, I held on to his pajama. He had another pair. And after 20 days, his pajama ripped. Now he has no other pair. Do I have to return it?
Why would I have to return it? The whole halacha is, if I take it, if he needs it, I have to give it back. But if I took it in a masa that he didn't need it, why do I have to give it back?
Because since I'm still holding on to his mashkin, and now he needs it, so now I'll kick in the chiv chazar. Now I got to give it back. The Heshev, you're supposed to give it to him whenever he needs it. Right now he'll need it. So even though it said in Sif Yud Ches that you hold on to it 30 days and he could sell it off if he doesn't need it, if on day 29 all of a sudden he needs it, I wouldn't be able to sell it off because now I do have a Chiv Hashava. I got to return it to him. I'm a Mela now. I'm now allowed to sell it because I'm now allowed to be Mafkia, that Chiv Hashava. So I got L'chayah has nothing to do with the time that I took it. It has to do with right now. And Faker also. Let's say when I took his pajamas, it was his only pajama. And he's sick and tired of me every single night, bringing him his pajamas, taking his pajamas. He doesn't want to have anything to do with me. So the next day, he buys himself another pair of pajamas. So right now, I don't have the Chiv HaShav anymore. I have a Chiv HaShav standing. You have to see. If he needs it, I got to give it back. If he doesn't need it, I don't give it back. It has nothing to do with the time that I took it. It could be Niskadish later on, both ways, Lekula and Lekumra.
Do I have to give him back that mashkin, or if I want to give him a different pair of pajamas, I can give him a different pair?
You have to give him back that mashkin.
Is it about the mashkin, or is it for me to be able to
kind of... Lekati, it's stuck. He's supposed to give him back. He doesn't want someone else's pajamas. He wants his pajamas.
It's his,
but the mava has a kinyan in it. So really, and really, without this mitzvah, the mava should be able to keep it till he gets paid. But he still wants his. Right out of Makav Shaloi.
Something else, the substance. I don't come out to write Makav Shaloi. This is his thing. The Mav has some sort of kinyan, but this is his favorite. Come out to Makav Shaloi. The Chiva Shav is on his favorite.
Good, fine. I got to someone who clears this, but I think it should be a double poshet.
I'm giving
you the Lachati at Tzedakah, but Moshe is saying, what was Lachati at Tzedakah? To give him back his.
That's
that. The Pasuk says that you should return it. What's the it? The one that you took from him. That's the mashkin he's supposed to return.
It's your own. The whole kiddush was hard to get stuck because you have a kinyan in it, so you're giving it back. So it's your stuff. So I give him a new pair of my own. Of course it's stuck.
Yes, you mean that you're getting out of my dick. I still think it's a double pashut. Okay, so now we're back to rights of the Makav Shaloi. I'd rather have my pair of pajamas. I don't want your pair of pajamas. I don't want to come out to handouts. It means even if I've added tzedakah, and even if the mashkin really is kani to the mav, and he doesn't have the chiv moment to give it back to me, it's only a mitzvah that he has to give back to me, but I still would rather have my pair of pajamas than have to take a different pair of pajamas.
Who cares about what you would rather have? The whole point is the chotri itself, give it to him, because the chotri gets stuck. So it's a kavah homer if I give him a brand new pair that I bought.
Okay, so maybe that's why this sacrum cleared the shayla. I thought it was a double portion, that the whole mitzvah is on that. Okay, at least raise out the makav shaloi. I'd rather have my item. And we don't seem to turn anything else. Right, if I did Sukkot Yitzhakah, what's a tzedakah? To give him back the one that you took from him, because he'll appreciate that more than giving him a different pair of pajamas.
Because that Torah's going to tell you that it's yours and you get a mitzvah for it.
Okay, fine. Okay.
The question is open like that because the person, he's not going to give him. If he owes him money, he's going to give him back. He's not going to go out and buy a new thing.
Let's say he has another pair of pajamas. He wants to give him another pair of pajamas.
If it's a good one, Tony doesn't work. But Tony talks in a case if he needs something.
Right.
And obviously, you're not going to buy him another one. At least give him back his own. That's the Pashas Akru.
Right, and therefore, so you hold which way? But if I want to give him another pillow, this is his only pillow, and I want to give him a different pillow, you hold I could give him?
You
want to
lend it to him?
Yeah, I'll lend it to him. Well, certainly this also I'm only lending it to him. Because the next morning I'm taking back the pajamas and pillows anyway.
He's saying the cheaper
pair. But you want to give him, let's say it was an expensive pair, you want to hold it.
You want to
give him a cheap pair?
L'chayah, you have to give him back the one that you took. L'chayah.
If you give him an identical item, then you think it's not good enough.
L'chayah. All right. Fine. Let's move on. Let's go on to Chaval. Now, Chaval of Rabbi Yisrael is a very Yisaidis Dikasif. It's a bit difficult, but I think we break it apart, take it piece by piece, we'll be able to get through it. Let's see. Zaktum Mechaba. Kishamagzeh ha-mashkain, when the Malva is returning this mashkin to the Loiva. Tzarech lahakzeh loy be'edim. The Mechaba is telling you a good idea. You make sure that when you go back and you're giving him back this mashkin, make sure that you bring along Edom there to make sure that they see that you return him his mashkin. And not only that, ula hasreis bay, and when you return it in front of Edom, give him a hasra, al takzireu li ela bifnei Edom. You cannot give it back to me, the malva, unless you give it back to me with Edom. I don't want to take it back from him. I know tomorrow morning you're going to give me back the pajamas. I am not taking back the pajamas unless there are Edom to see that. Al-Takzireli el-Bifnei Edom, which means, once I give you that Asra, the Kavana that Asra is, and if you come along at a later date and tell me that you return these pajamas back to the Malva, back to me, without Edom, you're not going to be Neman. Because I'm giving you a warning right now, that if you try to return these things without Edom, you will not be believed. You must, the only way you're going to be able to prove it, if you bring Edom, that you returned it to me. Or if I give you a shoiva, if I give you a receipt that I took them back. But if I don't, and you don't have Edom, you will not be believed. Machabe says, that's what I should do, and that will work.
So Kol Shekein when he gives it to him the first time.
Kol Shekein when the Loiva gives it to the Malva. No, we're talking about when the Malva is giving it to Loiva.
But he's saying,
The malva, in order for the malva to cover himself, the malva should warn the loiva.
So then the first time the loiva gave to me, it's a chedek. Why is it anything?
Why? Malva doesn't need edim faket. The malva will have the upper hand.
Or you should
tell the loiva to protect the loiva. Make sure give a mashkin to the malva beidin, because otherwise he'll be kaif bakal. Okay, fine. But here it's the. Okay, but then he'll be there. Lemais, I'll tell you why. Because there he could be neman. What's going to happen? The malva is going to walk away and say that he never got the mashkin. So the loiva will say, "I did give you a mashkin. It's my word against yours." And go, "What are you going to do to me? It's my word against yours. I didn't say you got a mashkin. You say you didn't get a mashkin. I'll be neman. You'll never be able to collect a hava."
But now
it's faket. If the malva returns the mashkin to the loiva without edim, and everyone knew that the mashkin was once given.
The history is like the other way around. Don't give it back to me. What's the
Malva is telling the loiva, do not give it back to me without Aiden, because if you do, you will not be neman.
So the same thing again. Who cares?
No, and the loiva, if the loiva tries, and I gave him that asra, the loiva will not be neman, because I gave him that asra.
So why, again, the first time around?
If the first time around is the other way around, it's the loiva to the malva. If the loiva pays the malva the mashkin, even if he doesn't have Edim, what's going to worse happen? There'll be a chasha between the two. The loiva has the upper hand. He's holding on to the money.
So the malva should definitely
be
say.
What's he going to say?
So that's it. When?
When the malva gives him the mashkin.
The man ate him the what? So the malva, no, but the malva is also covered. The malva will have the mashkin. So the malva is covered, he'll have the mashkin. And the loiva is covered, he won't be able to pay twice. Right, and what lie? The malva got the mashkin. You want to know b'shas tavo the malva should master the loiva that you shouldn't give me the mashkin l'chatchila, and the chaim. But b'shas tavo the loiva could anyway tanya parati. So we're gonna. I don't have an upper hand on the loiva. Loiva always has the upper hand on me. Let's have a move b'shtar. Here we're talking about when the malva already took the mashkin, and it was established that the malva already took the mashkin. Everyone knows that the malva once took a mashkin, and now the malva is returning the mashkin because that's stated in the Torah. You got to return the mashkin when the loiva needs it. Now that he needs it, Zakta Machaber, make sure when you give it back with Edim, and you warn the loiva that he can't re-give it to you without Edim. Why? Zakta Ma, what's the reason? Hagav, Shim Loikein, because if you give it back to the loiva, even with Edim, but you don't give him this hasra, the loiva could then go turn around and lie to you and say, I gave it back to you. You're going to come to me to a din Torah, pay up the chayv. I'm going to say, pay up the chayv. I already gave you the mashkin. You're going to say, you returned it. I said, shkoyach, but then I returned it back to you. And who's going to win? I'm going to win. I'm going to win.
The first time,
and a kami.
Don't give me a mashkin unless it's
Oh, you, b'shas tahova. I know, but the first time he could tanya parati too. And a kami. And the first time he also could tanya parati. Here he could only tanya parati b'migod exarti. You'll see. Hagoshim loikein oy nemu lam exarti. The loiva will be nemu to say exarti. Oy, if he calls, the loiva will be nemu to tell the malva exarti the mashkin back to you, and memeil I am not paying you up the chayv anymore until you give me back that mashkin. Oy. Or, no, he cannot tanya parati alone. That's what the Rama is telling him. He can tanya hexarti, I gave you back the mashkin, or parati b'migod hexarti. He calls man that the loiva has the ability to say hexarti the mashkin. He's never to say parati b'migod hexarti, because then he has a migo, it's a good migo. I wanted to tanya hexarti, I'd be nemon. So now that I tanya parati, I should also be nemon b'migod hexarti. And we're going to see, Belinda, why do you need a migo? Why can't he just be demonstrate to say parati? Okay, that's Akron and Mucha. We're going to get to it. But be yisoid. Zakta mechava gavaldika yisoid. And make sure, when you give back the mashkin to the loiva for this mitzvah, you make sure to tell the loiva in front of Edim, al takzireni el Edim. Because if not, the loiva could always be nemen to say exarti. But because I told the loiva this hasra, now if he's going to come along and tell me exarti, you're not neman. You can't tell you exactly. We're the Edim. Prove it. Kozman, you can't prove it. You're not going to be neman because I gave you the warning already that you're not going to be neman without Edim. This is the Mechaber with the Ramah. Just want to fear us. We're going to go back there. Just want to fear us to Ramah. Uvavad, as I take out local, the parati b'migud exarti only works if it's a parati lacha azman, if it's already a gizman peroin. But if it's teichas man parayin, vavachlo you take zman. If it's going to be teichas man parayin, I don't have to really pay you, according to Rav, for another week. So then I'm not nemut to say parati b'migo d'exati, because it's a migo b'magm chazaka. It's a chazaka, ain't adam paraya teich zmanoi. So therefore, for sure, I didn't pay you teich zmanoi. Now, mele, I'm not going to be believed to say parati b'migo d'exati. But Lina, we're going to have to get back to that as well. Let's just start again. We got the backdrop. Let's start to Mechabe again. Mechabe says that I better warn you in front of Edim, al takzireli ela be'edim, because otherwise you'll be nemut to say, exactly, you gave it to me. Now, Rabbi, so let's just understand this. How in the world does this work? I come to you, I'm the Malva, I have the Mashkin, and I'm giving you back the Mashkin, which I'm mechuyev to give you back. I don't have a brayer. The Torah has commanded me. I got to give you back this Mashkin. I have a mitzvah. And all of a sudden, I'm being matled to Noyim. You got to stand on your head and spit wood and nickels. You got to make sure to give him back only with Edom, and if not, you're not going to be an Eman. Who am I to all of a sudden being matled to Noyim in my chiv? The Torah doesn't say, oh, you have a mitzvah to give it back only if you make this asra. You have a mitzvah to give it back no matter what. So how could I go ahead and unilaterally make these to Noyim? And if you object, how could I?
Why can't I?
Why could you? You're not. You have a chiv right now to give me back my to give the back.
No. Oh, I need to say that.
Are you going to make it tonight? You can't make it tonight on me.
Here it is.
Right.
Good. Let me know that if you want to give, when you want to give it back to me, you have to give it back.
And I'm not accepting that tonight. And I'm not accepting that tonight. I refuse to accept that tonight. I'll make it tonight back to you. The Loiva will tell the Malva that unless you prove with 100 Edim that you gave me the Mashkin, you're not going to be in heaven. 99 is not good enough. You need 100. The Malva would laugh at the Loiva. Jump into the lake. I'm not Mekabel that tonight. So the Loiva should laugh at the Malva too. You're making it tonight that if I don't give it back to you by Edim, I'm not going to be in heaven. I refuse. I'm not accepting that tonight. Nishna Dem, I want to say even further. Even if I would accept it tonight, I'm Mekabel. With what was I mischaiv? I made a ma'aseh kinyan. I was mischaiv myself, kinyan. You have to realize that this tonight causes me a hefsed mamon. This tonight is going to cause that tomorrow when I say hechzarti, I'm not going to be neman and I have to pay you twice. If I end up giving you the mashkin without edim, so I blew it because I didn't listen to you tonight, you're going to come to the din Torah, take me to the din Torah, I'm going to lose, I'm going to have to pay you a second time. I'm going to pay you for the halva. So I'm going to have to pay, I gave you this money, I can pay it halva. It means I'm going to lose money. With what am I in Ischaiv? Any type of Ischaivus needs a kinyan. Where was a kinyan? I never made a kinyan on this. So even if I'll be makabal, I change my mind. So Ba'avo like this. If I made the tonight b'shas the halva before I gave you the money, those are the terms of Rava. I was mighty mumin. These are the terms. If I go into every Mecca Kamemka, Hakol Afiyah tonight. If that was the term of the deal, no problem. If I made this tonight up, Bishas Tavo, that when I take a mashkin, you should know, you're not going to be Neman to tell me exactly Ela Bifnei Edim Pesed, and you Makabal Tavo, you Makabal that tonight, not a problem. But here we're talking about Tavo is long, I already gave you the money. And I already got the mashkin also without strings attached. There was no tonight when I took the mashkin. All of a sudden, waking up now, I'm making it tonight. Who am I to make it tonight? And better yet, even if you're makabel the tonight, with what is the tonight chal? So you're makabel tonight, and you have charata. You come to the tonight. I forgot the tonight, and I have charata on it. And tough luck, I gave you back the mashkin even without edim. How could I force you now to pay me a second time just because you made the asra? Now, beside, you're right. Beside, we see this concept. Al tafriyeni. And what happens if you do? Forget it. It's only to your advantage. You collect twice. So you're certainly not nemah to say that the malva followed his knife. Forget it. It's advantageous to the malva not to follow the knife to get a double pay.
What's the latest fee of chal?
Sorry?
What's the latest fee of chal to give back the mashkin?
Well, because the next morning when he doesn't need the pajamas, then the mashkin really belongs to the malva, so he has to give it back to the malva.
So he doesn't, then
he's a ganef.
He's a ganef.
L'chayre, he's holding on to the malva's mashkin. The Malva already has a kinyan in it, it's a Malva's mashkin. How could I hold back the mashkin from the Malva? It's l'chayr b'yagan. It's a chiv, and we showed in Sif Tezayin that you see that it's in Bezen Kaifin, because it's Matan Skar Betzido, is a raya that it's not a chiv mamin that the Malva has, otherwise who cares in Matan Skar Betzido? But he owes him the money, he owes him the mashkin back. That is bad, and the Malva doesn't owe the loiva the mashkin back. He's tam as a mitzvah, shake a lulav, return the mashkin. If who took it? If the Leiva took it? No, but the Maisi, he has that mitzvah.
So, Okay, so you don't want to take it, so tell me I don't want to take it.
And then what will you do? I want to know what will you do. You have a mitzvah anyway. You have a chiv. Mashat ani boch. You have a chiv anyway. You got to give it back to me anyway.
But it's not, first of all, that's what I'm saying. It's not a chiv to him.
I hear what you're saying. If it's not a chiv moment, I hear what you're saying. Okay, but if the life is not makabel, then
maybe he has to be makabel. Because you know what? You don't
want. I don't want to be makabel. And let me see what you're going to do with your mitzvah. You're not going to shake a lulav today. You're not going to give me back to mashkin. You have a chiv to give me back to mashkin. So you got to give it back to me. So what are you going to do now? The ma'isa is, but you're right. The ma'isa is this concept about if any ele be'edim we find by halva as well. In fact, it's a mission in Shu'as Lamechesem and Beis. And over there, it's talking about also, even after I already gave the Havah, the Malva gave the Leiva the Havah, and then a week later, he starts thinking, I mean, who knows, the Leiva is going to tiny, who knows what? I go in front of the Leiva, and I warn the Leiva, by the way, when you pay me up the Havah, I'll tell you any elevatum. And the Mishnah says it works. In fact, Allah is showing him, how in the world does it work? How could the Malva do it unilaterally? The Leiva is not maskim, and even if he is maskim, we're b'man eschayev, how is it chal? What kinin? We don't see that the Leiva made a maisi kin to him eschayev himself to pay a second time because he wouldn't be neman. How does it work? This kasha, al rishonim yes is kasha. And there are basically three mahalchim in the rishonim. The first mahalch is the Rashba. The Rashba says a blitz chiddush. He says like this, Eved Leiva leish Malva. A Leiva is meshubit to the terms of the Malva. Beggars can't be choosers. He needs to come on to the Malva. So the Rashba, since there's that implicit upper hand that the Malva has over the Leiva, when the Malva advanced the money to the Leiva lechatchila, even though he never said anything, it was understood by both parties that in the future, should the Malva tell me that I must pay up only with Edim, I accept those terms as well. Even though he didn't say it b'shas Talva, he only said it a week later. But it's all implicit, because Eved Loiva Lish Malva, you know you're my Eved, you know you're going to have to come on to me. So if you need my halva, you have to be maskim in advance that if I make Tanoim, you're going to accept it. Now obviously, the Tanoim have to be realistic. If I make a Tanoim, you have to pay me with 1,000 Edim, even the Rashba would be my, I can't be matal that tonight. But if 2 Edim, which is a normal thing, that I shouldn't have to be stuck, you shouldn't stiff me and not pay me up, claiming that you did. So therefore, I'm making you a tanai with you a tanai that you got to pay me with Edim. And even though I didn't make a b'shas talva, it's as if I made a b'shas talva. There's an understanding b'shas talva that even if you make it later on, I already accept that term now. And that's how I'm mischayv, because it's b'shas talva. I gave you the money with that implicit understanding that I can make that tanai later on. That's it. Takon already. But this is how the Rashba says it works. Mele zok the Rashba is going to work even bal kochay of the loiva. If the loiva screams, no way, I don't accept this term, I don't accept this tonight, tough luck, because you already accepted it. When you took the halva from me yesterday, it was implicit that you already accepted this tonight. That is the Rashba shita.
It come out that if the loiva would say lechatchila, then you get himself out of it.
If the loiva would tell the kachila, then the malva wouldn't lend him the money. The malva has the off hand. If the loiva tells the kachila the malva that, by the way, I don't accept this term of paying only with aid, then the malva can say peseta, so go somewhere else. I'm not. I'm going to deal with somebody that I'm going to be stiffed.
But if he gave it to him, he says I'm not going to be mevarech, but the ma'aseh gave it to
him. If he did, if the malva was masking to that tonight, so he's masking.
No, the malva masking.
Good.
He says, I'm not masking.
The life is not masking?
Yes, the Malva still gave him the
Malva. I don't know. If the life said he wasn't masking, so why did the Malva give him the Malva for? So if I said he was Mavat on the tonight, I don't know. All right, that's the Rashba Shita. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva argues and says, no such thing. And the Ritva brings the Ramban. The Ramban holds that you cannot be matal the tonight bar korchay of the loiva. It's only if the loiva is masking. And if it's bar kochay, it will not be chal. It's only if the loiva is masking. How does it work? We was the kinyan. Zok the Ritva, behahi hano, we find this concept. Behahi hano, that the loiva has hano, that the malva is willing to extend the payment date. He's not moaning for me today. So he's willing to extend the payment date for me. Behahi hano, gomar umeshabit nafshe, I'm willing to accept this new term of the malva that I will only pay with Edim, and if not, I won't be believed. But I have to be mekabelit.
It's only if it's due now, then.
If it's due.
If it's 1 year in the middle, you
Well, Pashas and Mashkin, like I said, talking about lachas manei broin, because otherwise, but not only that, the Ritva is linked to Nochavot, and he says that even if you didn't officially extend the payment date, and the payment date is still due, and you could nudge me whenever you want, but the bottom line is, you're not nudging me. You're doing me a taiva, you're making this tonight with me, and with this you're going to back off instead of harassing me day in and day out. So Be'ayah know that the Malva is not harassing the Loiva is Meshabed the Nafshe to the term of the Malva that will only pay up with Eden. As says Dr. Ritva. And Memelo, it's only if the Loiva is Makabal. If the Loiva is not Makabal these terms, it will not work. That's a Ritva's.
So you have. It sounds like the Makabal is going with it.
Why?
Because it sounds like that even if he's mourning him, Miguel, except he's a mashkin and you have to wait 30 days,
good.
He's mourning him.
I don't know. If I made such a tanai, it sounds like that I'm working with the loiva, right? I'm telling you, sounds like I'm working with you. Okay, you can sleep at night, sleep. I won't wake you up in the middle of the night. You can have the pajamas, sleep. But you should know, when you give it back to me, these are the terms. You better give it back to me, beidim. All right. But a kinin is a behiyano. That makes a kinin. Moshe, orev. How is an orev ever mischayev himself? Behiyano. It's like he got kesef. That hano that you're giving me is like you paid me. Behiyano that you trust me, I'm mischayev myself. Behiyano that you're not nudging me, I'm being mischayev myself and accepting this term. It's like you paid me to accept this term. That's the ritva. Comes along a ran.
Even?
Right, no, so it's only if he's makabel the tonight. If the loiv is not makabel the tonight, it will not work like the ritva. So that's fakir. It's going to be makloik is rashba and ritva. Comes along a ran and says a third pshat. So look, the ran, and the ran says, you're missing the boat. Has nothing to do with shibud. Taka, there's no kinyan, there's no skyvis, you can't do it unilaterally, nothing's chal. But the ran says, balabatish. I went ahead and I gave you this warning. You better not pay me up unless you do it in front of Adam. Otherwise, I'm not going to believe you. The lady is petrified. He's scared stiff. What's going to happen? He's going to pay up without Adam. Then the mouth is going to mourn him. The lady is going to say, I paid you without Adam. I have Adam that you weren't supposed to do that. You're going to look foolish. You're going to look like you're a ganef. And I'm going to beschmutz you in the streets that you took a halva and you didn't pay. The Ran says it's just a balabatish thing. The loiv is scared stiff. He's going to look bad. And if it's Anan Sahadi, Dr. Ran, that he will listen to that straw. Anan Sahadi, he won't chance it. He won't risk to pay up without Adam because he'll look bad. He'll look like a ganef. And therefore, even if he claims that he did, Shakuri Mashaka, Anan Sahadi Shakuri Mashaka, that he must be lying because no loiv is going to risk it to look bad. And that's the Ran. So you have three pshat. Now, like the Ran, you could really svarg go either way. Maybe the Anan Sahadi is shtark, even if the loiv was Meicha. That's how the Ran suggests, and therefore the Malva could make this tanai unilaterally, even if the loiv objects. And the Shach and Simon Ayin of Cotton Tess argues, and he says that if you have a Anan Sahadi Bishleim, if the loiv accepts the terms, so then he looks bad later. So why'd you pay if you accepted the terms? But if Bishas Meisa, the Leivis said, no, I don't want to accept that term, and I'm going to pay you even without Adam. I warn you, I will pay you without Adam. So then it's Yitach, and he carried through with that threat, and he did pay without Adam. He's not going to look bad. You don't have the Anan Sadi. So at the end of the day, it's a three-way Makloikas Rishonim. Rashba, Ritva, and Ran. And the Nafkamina, according to these timelines, is really Makloikas Rishonim. If the Malva can make this tonight unilaterally, even if the Leiva doesn't accept. And Lechay, that's going to be the same thing over here. Lechay, by the Mashkin, the same thing. Like the Rashba, you're going to have to say, Eved Leiva Lish Malva. And when we made the Avah, it's implicit that I can make a tonight later on, Al Takzireini Elevedim, Al Tefreini Elevedim, and I could do that unilaterally. And like the Ritva, no, it's only behind, no, that I'm not nudging you. So, Mamela, you're going to have to accept the terms, and if you don't, it won't be Chal. And later on, you can go either way. La halacha, the Shach paskins that you cannot force the loiva. The loiva has to accept the terms. The Shach, the Mishnah Melech, Duli Chum, it's Rilaroi. Ruba de Achrein, and paskin like that. At least Midei Sofik, Avada the loiva is Nemon. To say that he paid him if he objected b'shas ma'isa. So this is only going to work. This mechabes eitzah will only work if the loiv accepts this term. If the loiv is a nudnik, he'll say, I don't accept. Tough. See, what are you going to do to me? You have to give it back anyway. You have a mitzvah. And I'm not willing to accept this term. I will return you the mashkin even without Edim. And yes, I'm warning you right now. I will lie. And I'm going to go to Bez when you want it to avail me. And I'm going to lie. I'm going to say I returned it. And even if I don't do it, I'm going to say parati, b'migad exati. And you have nothing to do. You can't do anything. So go five. What are you going to do to me? Nothing. And the loiva has a right to object. La halacha la maisa. That's what comes out. Like the shach.
I'm going to give you back the mashkin if I'm risking giving it back.
Oh, good. Good. So we once had a, who was it, Avni Chayshin, and I think it was Sifches, as a Svara. Sifches Vav, I don't remember. We had a Svara that you're not mechuyev to give the Ben Mashkin if you might lose it. All right, where does he come from? I don't know. We're going to see Belina and Sifchav Bez is a Minchat Pitim who says something similar, that you don't have to give it back to the Loiv, you have to give it to Bezin. You have to make a Chayiv Chazara. But you can give it to Bezin, Bezin will be Zeichin on behalf of the Loiv. And the Bezin will have the intervention there. But besides, I have a mitzvah, I got to give it back. What should I do? I got to give back the mashkin.
Well, I don't understand, though. I thought always that a person has to give a loan, he has to have Eidim.
Hamalva be'edim ein zorg lefer be'edim.
You have to have
Eidim. Oh, hamalva be'edim. The halva has to be done be'edim. Correct.
So finish, what's the problem?
So what? But hamalva be'edim ein zorg lefer be'edim. Because he'll say parati. No, that's a mava bishtar. Who said we're talking about mava bishtar? Pashu talking about move out peh. A move out peh. In fact, grada agav, I should.
Anyway.
A move out peh, you're never to say parati. A move out peh, you're never to say parati without edim. A mava bedim, ain't circle for edim. Grada agav, once you're mentioning it, faket, like some achredim, this whole halach is only talking about by move out peh. Because if it be a move out bishtar, the tumim want to say, you're not never to say parati, be migal de exarti. Tumim and taz. It's a machlokes. Prisha over here in Sif Lamedal says parati b'migud exati works even k'neged ishtar. It's a machlokes. There's many achrenim on it. But b'yisai pashas we're talking about move al peh. L'chol apokas we're talking about move al peh. Now I just want to fear oh, it's just
this. What's this anansavi worth? Like the Ran, what's it worth in
Bezin? And I have Adam that you certainly would have listened. So and I know that you're lying.
So in Bezin that would work.
Leiteran. I'm saying Leiteran. Now, I just want to play it out, Rabbi Saga. We really have to move on, but I just want to play it out. What does this mean? You gave me Asra, and the Rashba, it's tough, or the Ritva, that was Makabal, the Yano, the Ran, Yavanan Sadi. I wouldn't have done it. Just let's play it out. The Malva returned the pajamas at night, and he gave this Asra, Al Takzireni Elabedim. Comes the next morning, the Malva's already knocking at the crack of dawn on the Leiva's door. I want my pajamas back. Crack of dawn, no one's up. There are no Edim. So Leiva says, but I don't have any Edim to give it to. Malva says, tough. It's my mashkin. It's my mashkin. You're mechuyev to give it to me. How can you not give it to me? You're mechuyev to give it to me. What does that mean? I very nice, I told you that I can't obey them, so you can't return. But you're holding on to my mashkin. You don't give me that mashkin. You're a ganif. Just play it out. How does this work with Metzias? Bishleim with the Loiva was Mitzchayiv himself because he's Makabal the Tanai or the Ritva or the Anansadi, Beseder. But how does it work in Metzias? Where's the Anansadi? Maybe the Malva came to my house when there was no Edim. Elamai, the Loiva would be smart and the Loiva would tell the Malva, Beseder, give me a Shoiva. The Malva said, I'm sorry, I don't have a pen. There's no Shoiva. I have no piece of paper. Nothing. Now what are you going to do? Okay? So what are you going to do to me? So what?
If I give it back to you, you might be able to deny me.
And therefore?
So I'm not allowed to give
it
back
to you. Are you not allowed to give it back to me?
Yeah. You come with me from Makai here. What's the name?
The Mahmoud
Mahmoud. Okay, so Bishloima, let's just play it out. Bishloima by the Mishnah and Shavuos, which is talking about Alva. So in the really, you're supposed to pay me Sunday. Let's say there was the due date is Sunday. But I tell you, I'll pay for any Elabedim. So what did I just do? I just told you the due date's not Sunday. The due date's Sunday with Edim. So if I come Sunday and I say, you got to pay me, but there's no Edim, the Leiva will say, Anshultkmi, I would love to pay, but there's no Edim, and the due date is no longer Sunday. The due date's Sunday with Edim. You're my victim's man. Kozman, there's no Edim, there's no due date. That type of swar we already have in Exois in Simon Ains of Cotton Vod. That it's like I was my victim's man, and it's not due yet. Without Edim, it's not due. That's very well. That works by halva. But now we're talking about mashkin and grado. The halach is in kufla megimu. We have it even by pekodin. How does it work? I gave you pekodin. Well, it's my vik. There's man. There's no man. You don't. A shemit doesn't have a schus in the pekodin. You don't have a schus here. So why don't you have to give me back the pekodin immediately? I gave you pekodin and it's a gazlan. Right now, I want my pekodin back. You're holding on to my pekodin. What gives you a right not to give it back? If you give it back to me tomorrow, I might tell you that you never gave it back to me because you didn't give it back in front of Adam. But say this, you risk. You might have a loss involved. But how do you have a right to hold on to my chavetz? How could you sit on my chayfetz? It's my chayfetz. You're a gazlan. Every second you withhold the chayfetz. A schus? He has a kinyan that what? What? He's not being. He has no right to be mishtamish in the morning, lamashal, and it's no longer. He doesn't need the pajamas, and now he wants to use the pajamas. And he has no right to use pajamas. It's my pajamas, and the ma'avad has a kinyan in the pajamas. So you don't have a schus to use it. Well, what schus do you have? By a shomer b'chal has no schus. The shomer is just a shomer chinam. If I care, the shomer is meshubit to me. So how could he hold back my chayfetz? Well, it's a shaila. Rabbi Weistoy is from here. I mean, this is. Hey, you have all the rise and shots. But Weiss, I spoke to Rav Zalman Nechemi Goldberg yesterday. I asked him the shayla. He brought me a couple of rise to this inyan. But bottom line is, does state that a shomer, or a loiva for that matter, is not mechuyev to give back an item to the malva, even if it's the malva's item, if he has a chshash hefsid involved. If he might get a hefsid by giving it back, he's not mechuyev to give it back. Bakal. He could hold on to it. He doesn't have to give it back. The mashal, one time a chacham gave me a mashal. He said, what happens if your item is in my house and somehow the door is locked and I lost the key? I can't get into my house. And you're asking for the item back. I would love to give it to you. I can't get it. Am I mechuyev to break down the door to have a hefsid? I'm not mechuyev to have a hefsid. I'm not mechuyev to give you back your mashkin or give you back the pekodin if you might be able to now be tevei for me and give me mafsid me monin. I'm not mechuyev to do. How do you mark it? I don't really have a kin in the chayfetz, but I guess the other way. Akoyev pekodin is a gazlan. I'm not considered a gazlan. I'm not mechuyev to give you back. If the reason why I'm not giving it back is because I have a chshash hefsid, I'm not mechuyev to give it back. Mamelo, I'm not a gazlan if I hold on to it. L'chayru, you have to say something like that.
What about by the malva? When he has to give the mashkin back, he does have the same chayru.
When the malva has to give the mashkin back, if we have a risk, you mean? If the loiv is going to run away with it. If you have a risk, then maybe the malva is not mechuyev. Yeah, but that because here is a... I'll tell you why. Because here is matzias. There's no mitzvah to give back. The malva has a chiv to give back. It's a mitzvah mutal alav. He must return the mashkin whenever the loiv needs it. So because he has a kshash, he doesn't have that mitzvah. I don't have a chiv to give it back. Your chayfetz is by me. Mamayni kabach. That's your taina. So it's by me. So Novos, I'm now going to stop you from getting it. And I'm trying to stop you because I have a hefsid. I'm afraid that I might be nifsid because you might be tevei for me a second time. So therefore, I'm not going to allow you to take back your item. I don't have a chiv to give you back the item. But still, I gave it to a gazan. But vice you have to say something of the sort. Okay.
It's only a vita and taina that the Lord, you can't taina that you gave back to me.
That the loiva.
You can't have the tana chazarati because I'll touch the other guy.
Right. No. And so, therefore, what happens if the ma'al comes in without Eidim?
But he has to give it back.
Ay,
but he has to be mevatel. He loses the chiz to say chazarati.
Yes, so that's a problem.
The ma'al is a
shah. So let's say the Ran. The Ran says a non sahadi. Where's the non sahadi? Maybe the ma'al came to the loiva when they weren't Eidim. It's going to be a problem. So you lost your non sahadi. The loiva will tell Bezin. You did this trick on me, and therefore there's no non sahadi. All right. Fine, Rabbi, so let's move on. No chazach. If you look in the Goyin, how do we know that this thing works? How do we know that you could be magzid the mashkin and make it tonight and the malva is going to be covered? Where is the makar and shas for such a thing? So look, you should have brought the raya from the Mishnah in Shavuos by Al-Tafri and Yalabedim by Alva. The Goyin says a different raya. So the Goyin is Sifkot and Samer Gimel. I in Taisi Shom, Kuftaz Vavim and Alav Divin Maskol Lama, Achaloyuka Likpar. What does the going mean? The going is like this. The Gemara has a kasha. Fact the Gemara. If I have a chiv to return you the mashkin whenever you need it, so why do I bother taking the mashkin in the first place? Mali litzar azayis. I'm not going to have to give it back. Why do I take it in the first place? And for the Gemara, kedei that shriya shouldn't be mishamit, and kedei that it when the person, the loiva dies, it shouldn't become a metalton late to yisayim, I shouldn't be able to collect from it. No, since I have a kin in it, I will be able to be goiva even from the yisayimim, and I will be able to be goiva even after shviyas. That's what the Gemara says, which is sif tezayin. That's Muhammad sif tezayin. Frektaisis, very nice Gemara. You answered why I took the mashkin in the first place. But Frektaisis, I have another kasha. Why am I bothering taking it every single morning and every single night? Why am I keep on doing this? The halach is chayzum mashkin. Let me just take it once. I take it once. I have a kin in it. It won't be mishamit. It won't be metaltun le'ed yisayimim. But why am I bothering taking it every single night, every single morning? What am I doing that for? Get a mitzvah to have to return it back every time. Very good. I hear once I say that there. I don't know. Good kasha. Okay.
I mean, isn't that?
I'm not so sure. I'll tell you why. Because if I return it to you once, that first night, and I say, okay, now you could use his pajamas every single night for the rest of your life. So I don't have a lechati at tzedakah shtendik. Every night you're using with the pajamas that really belong to the malva. No, I'm just saying, so I don't have to take it back the next morning to give it back the next night. I'll get that one big mitzvah in one shot. Why am I choizum a mashkinin? And for Taisis, you saw it, Taisis, you know why? Because I'm afraid that the leiva is going to be kaifa. The leiva, if I don't have his mashkin, he'll be kaifa. He'll say that he already paid me up. He already returned the mashkin, whatever it is, gone, goodbye. I'll never be able to win from this leiva. So to be able to have the upper hand, that I should be the mukzik, that's why I bother every single night, or every single morning I take back the pajamas, every single night I take back the machresha. I keep on taking it back every single time, so that the malva should have the upper hand. He should be mukzik, and if the leiva wants a taina parati, no, you can't. I'm going to take right, the malva is going to be nem. The malva will have the upper hand. Isaiah emphasizes. Frek the guy means to ask, which is a kasha that many achrayim ask on Taisis. What's the mitzvah? Remember, I take, let's say, pajamas. Every morning I take it, every night I return it. Taisis says the reason why I take it back the next morning is today that I should have the upper hand, so the levi can't tie in the parati, whatever. But at night when I gotta give it back, I gotta give it back. I have no bray. I gotta give it back. So at night, the leiva will tie in the prati. He'll wait to tie in the prati whenever he's using the mashkin. What it tells us for Dean that the leiva can't tie in the prati when he's holding on to the mashkin? Peseido. So he'll wait a little bit. He'll wait every night or every day when he has the machresha, and then he'll tie in the prati. What did I for Dean? When the leiva tie in his prati, so that's it. He tie in prati. It's going to be neman. If the mouth is holding on to the mashkin, yeah, you mean? Yeah. No, if the mouth is holding on to the mashkin, then the leiva is not nemet to say parati.
No, maybe the time the leiva is not as parati, the mouth says it didn't pay me, maybe at that time, those times, the mouth does not look like to give back the mashkin at night.
I know, you're right. If the leiva blows it and he lets out the secret, that's what he plans on doing. So then we go into the shayla, if the mav was mechuyev to give the mashkin, if he's going to have a loss. But he'll pretend to be a tzaddik, David Longshman, as face. Then at night, right when he has to get to pajamas, he'll tell the mav, I don't know who you are. I forgot your name. I don't know you. I never borrowed anything from you. I don't know what you're talking about. He'll wait till he has the mashkin in his rishus. At that point, what's the mav going to do? So what did Taisus Fadim by saying that the loiva can't be kaifa? And for the goyin, your teretz. And for the goyin, vice dois. There's an Eitzah. This is the right to this Mechaber. It's a Goyin, it's a Raya. Weist ois, that Taisis means to say that the Malv is going to return it to the Loiva in front of Edom and say, Al Tachzireini Ela Be'edom. And now if the Loiva is going to want to be Kaifa and say that he returned it, he's not going to be an Emon. Boom, that's a big kasha. Excellent. But first let's get the Goyin. Excellent, bomb kasha. But the Goyin says, that must be in Taisis, you see this Raya. You see that you must have the ability to do something to cover yourself. Otherwise, what's Taisis' teretz of Shalai Yichbar? He will be kaifa when he has the mashkin. Elamai the Raya, that the Malva has the right to give it back in front of Edom and say, Al Tachzirin Leil Be'edom. And now if the Leiv is going to say, when he has the mashkin, when he has his pajamas, he's going to now tell the malva parati or exarati. He's not never, because I told you, I'll text him. Must be it works. I say, Zak the goyin. The bomb kasha on the goyin is your kasha. I don't understand. I didn't even see anyone who gets a kasha. The Marasa Nigger, what was Taisa's kasha? Why are you chayzer umashkinin? Why do I have to do it every single night for? Because, man, I have the eights of the machab and the goyin, I still have the kasha. Do it once. The first time I took the mashkin, I should give back the mashkin to the loiva and tell the loiva in front of Edom, Al takzireni ela bifnei Edom, and never take the mashkin again. And I don't have to take the mashkin again, because you won't be able to be kaifa. Because if you try to say hechzarti, you're not going to be neman. You're going to say parati, you're not neman. You don't have the mikud hechzarti. So again, back to the kasha. So why am I choizim a mashkinin? And Taisis is coming to answer that kasha. Vice Tois, this eitzah is not the eitzah that Taisis means. Because if he meant this eitzah, then he doesn't have to be choizim a mashkinin. He could just do it once. Taisis Vice Tois has somehow a choizim a mashkinin, and that was going to work to prevent you from saying parati. A bomb kasha. What?
If he did it 10 years ago, maybe those items are not around. The item that saw that he gave it to him. This way he constantly has Edom that said, I'll take any other
Edom. So I should do it, I'll take young Edom, and I should do it once, and when the Edom die, at that point, and then I should do it again. I should take it again. Because when the Edom die, why am I chosen mashkin? It sounds like every night I'm going back. Right, the Pasuk says, Adbay Hashem ish tishiven olay, and at night you take it back from him. Why am I doing that? Every 10 years, or 10 years, a guy could live 100 years, hopefully by then he'll pay me up my chayv. What's going on? To be meisiv a little bit on the kasha, is that if the goyin, if this is what Tosis meant, the goyin, and this is the Eitzah, so Bishlam, if you learn like the Rashba, that I could force the loiva to accept my terms, my tanai. Besides this, I'm covered to make sure that you won't be able to be goyva. But if the loiva is not mechuyv to force, to be mekabel the terms, how am I covered? You're going to be chayzim and mashkinin. When you give me back the mashkin, even if 5 years, every night you do this, at one point in time, I'm going to, when you try to make this tanai again, I'm going to tell you, no, tonight I'm not accepting this tanai, and I'm going to win, right? If you go la halacha, the life doesn't have to accept it tonight. So he's not covered. So what's the point? It's mamisha exercise of futility. What does he want? Why is the malva doing it? Keep on taking it. Shalik be alayva. The life is going to be kaifa anyway. Eventually, at one point in time, he won't accept this tonight, and he'll have the ability to say that he was maxed without Edom, and he'll be never to say parati b'migdagzati as well. What's going on? So, Grand of Pshat and Taisis comes along a Tumim, is the same kasha, and the Tumim says a different Pshat and Taisis. Geshmak of Pshat. Zok the Tumim, Kvaldik of Pshat. Zok the Tumim, just like there's a concept that Ein Adam Pareya Teich Zmanoi. There's a chazok, ain't adam parei takes man, and if he tain is parati takes man, he's not neman. So too zok the tumim, there's a concept of ain't adam machzir hamashkin takes manoi. Cause man, it's night, and I need those pajamas. I'm not going to give you the pajamas back in the middle of the night. I still need those pajamas. So I have a chazok, I would never return to you this mashkin. The labor would never give back the mashkin to the malva. Cause man, the labor still needs the mashkin during the day or during the night, whichever it is. My mail is Dr. Tumim. All I have to do is the Malva just has to come at every morning, the pajamas. Give it back at night. And all I have to do is in the morning I come to you right away. In the morning at the crack of dawn. What are you gonna tie now? Right now, you can't tie it. You gave it. Right now I'm asking you. You're gonna tell me that you gave it back to me in the middle of the night? No, then we have a chazok, ain't the parei takes manai, ain't the maxi a mashkin but takes manai. Zok Tais says, you know why you chayzim a mashkinin? Because if I wouldn't be chayzim a mashkinin, if I would wait, and I wouldn't come in the crack of dawn, I would wait a couple of days, or even to the afternoon, the guy would say, this morning I gave it back to you already, you were at my door this morning. He'll lie. You were at my door this morning, and I gave it to you at this morning. I didn't need the pajamas anymore, I gave it back to you. So then the labor would be Neman. But like this, since it's Chayzum Mamashkin, that the Malva comes at the end of the Tekufa, each Tekufa, he comes right away to the labor's house, there's never a chance for the labor ever to say that I gave you back the mashkin. Because to say that I gave you back the mashkin in the middle of the term, you're not going to be in Neman. Because ain't adam pareh takes manash. But you have to be metamtim the rekha, right? You have to come at mamish at the end. Exactly.
The problem in the morning,
he'll
say, I don't know you.
No, wait a minute. Last night I gave you back the mashkin with Edom.
What happened?
Oh, the pareh? No. Pareh, you're not Neman to say, unless b'migud exarti, which we're going to have to see why. And exarti, you're not Neman to say, because it's takes man. And I'm meant to say that you gave me back the mashkin takes man. Perayin you can't, and exarti you can't. To say that you paid up in the middle of the night and took back the mashkin, that you're not never to do. Because perayin itself, you're not neman, and exarti you're not neman in the middle of the night, because any of them goes to give back his mashkin to the malvo in the middle. Beseda. So that's what the tumim says. And this, I just want to bring out from the tumim, which is a dava l'chkarya pasha, but it's yisaydi. We said from Sif Tezayin, that the chiv that the malva has to give the loiva is not a chiv moment. It's only a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah ba'uma. You can't force the malva to do it. If the malva refuses to give the mashkin back to loiva, nothing he could do. I want to know, what happens if the malva did give back the mashkin to the loiva at the beginning of the night, and then he has charata, an hour later he knocks back on the door, give me back my mashkin. The loiva said, but you have a mitzvah. I'll worry about the mitzvah a different time. I want back the mashkin. Could the malva force the loiva to give him back the mashkin? Teich hazman. Teich hazman of ishtamshes. It belongs to the malva. Oh. So l'chayra, you would say that yes, because the chiv to give it to the loiva is only a mitzvah. It's not a chiv moment. And it belongs right to the mashkin. So the malva could change his mind whenever he wants. From the tumim, you see not like that. Because if that would be the case, then how could the Tumim say that there's a chazok, eino de magzi hamashkin teichs manoi? It's not true. Maybe the malva came to me teichs manoi and is an avarian and needs me back for the mashkin. I can't withhold it. I'll be a gaza if I withhold it. I had to give it back to him.
You're saying he's a Russian, not
doing the mitzvah. Every time there's a question of Bezin, and I disagree with you, I say I paid, and you say you didn't pay. I'm saying you're a Gazlan, you're a Russian, you're lying in Bezin. You're saying I'm the Gazlan, I'm the Russian.
But that's not Bezin. His own condition was Bezin. He has not Bezin then.
No, Altifreni Bedim is the Goyin Zaitza. We're going, the Tumen doesn't have this Zaitza in Taisis. Stop. You gave me the Mashkin at night, and comes along the morning, I got to give it back to you, and the Mav is going to be Nemon, and the Levi can't be Kaifa, because Ein Adem Parei takes money, Ein Adem Magzi Mashkin takes money. I say, Zok the Tumen. So I just want to know, what do you mean? What happens if the Mav knocked on my door? Elamai, you see from the Tumen, you saw it, and it's.
The Levi can't get back to us with the
Eva. Oh, the Mashi Zaitza. Yeah, okay, fine.
No, no,
you don't have to come out to Messiah, let's be Avera. Right, whatever. Yeah, same thing. Moshe said to Lefnei that maybe tomorrow he'll have a chashash will be Tavei. He did it, it's a right now, because you have a chiv, Hashem Teshaven Oloi, you got to give me the Mashkin. So for me to give it to you, I'm being Messiah, Mamish, and Avera, the Shas Maisa. Fine. I just want.
I think it's more than that. Even if he's doing it because of mitzvah, he still gave me a king in Shamsh.
Otazai. That's what I think
so,
the Tumah.
So
exactly. That's what I think the Tumah means to say. I think the Tumah means to say, and it's a svar, that Enochanamba, you don't have a chiv to give me the mashkin. It's only a mitzvah. But once I did give you back the mashkin, Olachoti tzedakah. What was the tzedakah? I gave it to you to use for that night. So when I gave it to you for use that night, and you picked it up, you were kind of that ishtamsh. Like I lent it to you. You were kind of that ishtamsh for the night. So therefore, I cannot mun it back from you. The Levi will be able to hold on to it because money needs it, because that's what was given to him. The male is acting to him incorrectly that is a in and the parade takes man, in and the max and mashkin takes man, and that's Pratan Taisis. Rabbis, I still have a cash in the Tumim. I think. You eat, when you gave it back, I was Hagbah, Mashiach, right when Chotzer, it's in his house, he has many kinyonim, he has 1,000 kinyonim. But I still have a kash in the Tumim. He comes on with the Yesoid that is the Yesoid ain't other maxi and mashkin takes money. I have a kash on that Yesoid. Because, what's he saying? In the middle of the night, I would never give it back to you, right? Also, I want to know, what happens if I gave you pajamas to give? I gave the Loiva back pajamas at night, and punk tonight, the Loiva has to catch a flight. He's getting up 2 in the morning, and he's going to be going out of town. He's not, at 2 o'clock, he's waking up. He's not sleeping anymore. I want to know, can the Malva come to the Loiva at 2:15 and take the pajamas? Or I have to give you the pajamas for the whole night? He could. I think it's a Dava Pashit. I only have a Chiv to give it back to you. Kozman, you need it. If you have another pair, I don't have to give it to you. If you don't need the pajamas tonight, it's Shavuos night and you're staying up the whole night. I don't have the chiv to give you back the pajamas. You don't need the pajamas tonight. So Kol Zman, the Loiva doesn't need his pajamas, or Klei Machresha. Today, he's taking Chofesh, he's learning with his kids, he's coming, he's going to be a Bar Beirav, the Chajayma, he's coming to the Beis Medrash. Today, he doesn't need his Klei Machresha. So today, I don't have to give him back the Klei Machresha. Or if he's calling it early day, he's going out with his wife to eat lunch. So that's it. So at lunchtime, you better give me back the Klei Machresha. You don't need it anymore for the rest of the day. So how could the Tumim say that there's a chazoka, ein adam magzid the mashkin takes manoi, the Loiva Kataina, I gave it back to you middle of the night. The Malva would say, what do you mean? We're a chazaka. What chazaka? I was up in the middle of the night. I got up early this morning. I don't need the pajamas anymore. And I have a chiv to give you back the pajamas, even in the middle of the night. Where does he come on to a chazaka? Ain't adam to parade, to examine. It's not a given that I'm going to have the pajamas the whole time. It's not a given I'm going to have the claim of creation the whole time. It's only because, man, that I need it. Tonight, I didn't need it. So tonight, I gave it back to you.
I didn't need the boy
anymore. Yeah, one second. By the money, even if a person thinks that he doesn't need to pay back, but he doesn't know, Mayula Jaim, maybe tomorrow's going to need the money. Since it's not before the due date, no one rushes to pay back because they might need the money for something else. Even if it's a Zafik, why should they pay back for? But here, it's pajamas for tonight. I'm catching the plane. I know I don't need the pajamas anymore. For tonight, for sure, I see 3 hours ahead, I could plan. For the next 3 hours, I'm not going to need the pajamas. And then I have a chit to give you back the pajamas in the middle of the night. So where do you have the chazok? I don't know. Pare takes money. Good, so the Malva could knock on the Leiva's door, and then the Leiva would be mechuyv to give it back. So the Leiva could tell you, you knocked on my door last night, you knew I was flying to Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the night, so you came to me, and I gave you back the pajamas in the middle of the night. So again, so Bekitza, his eitz is nafal bebira lechayra, back to the drawing board. But what in the world does Taisus want? Yechayzim u'mashkin, why? Kedei that the loivish can't be kaifa. What do you mean kedei loivish can't be kaifa? Whenever the loivish is going to have the mashkin, at that point, he'll be kaifa. What does it help me that I take it every night? But every morning, he's going to have it. Or forget it. What is it going to help me take it every morning? Every night, he's going to have it. Marav's an igra. What's chatting Taisus?
Borrowed something, an item, you have the same
chazaka? Well, that's what he was trying to say.
Not
a,
no.
The tumim. Oh, by Sheila?
Yeah.
Oh, here. Oh, yeah, Sheila could be, is different because I don't need it.
You have a pair of pajamas, you don't need it after.
Because Sheila could be, I only need it for a certain tzarek, and that tzarek is gone. Here, it's, the mashkin is only returned to me for this man at tzarek. Means by day, of course, I'm going to give you back the pajamas. So if it's only for a limited time, the tumim wants to say that you have that chazaka. And we're arguing, we're saying, look, we don't understand. Maybe tonight you didn't need the pajamas, you got up early. So where's your chazaka? Means avada kozman, you need the pajamas, then I'm asking that.
Just like if you borrow a pair of pajamas for at night, if you have the chazaka and you have them for, even if you got up 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to still keep it for the full night. So
that I don't know. Then I don't know.
You don't know.
A regular shayla, lechayinat. Okay. I want to make a suggestion, Prat and Taisus, Merav and Negri, everyone is mooching on Taisus. Just a simple Eitzel, it's a Lishtika Hamas in Taisus, but if you look, in Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, when Rabbeinu Peretz says over the Teretz of Taisus, he says, Bezeh Haloshin. The reason why I'm Chayzim HaMashkinin, Lefi, Shekol Sha'a, Taifis Mashkinis, I am constantly kosher, holding on to your mashkainis lashon rabim, v'lo yucha lichbar, and you won't be able to be kaifa. I believe, or I want to at least suggest, chat in the Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz is Rabbi Yisrael Avad, if I only have a pajamas, I'm going to be stuck, because when I return you the pajamas, I'm out. It's talking about a case where I took your pajamas and your clay machresha. I took your mashkin of clay yoim and your mashkin of clay laila, and each one is already worth the whole amount of my chayf. You owe me $100. I took $100 worth of pajamas and $100 worth of your tools. Now, I'll never hold on to both of them, because at night, I'm only holding on to your tools and not your pajamas. By day, I'm only holding on to your pajamas, not the tools. But I am teifis your mashkin shtendik, kol shah, I can be teifis a mashkin. That's why I'm chayzer my mashkinin. When I come to return your pajamas, buddy, better give me back the clay makresha. And in the morning, when I return the clay makresha, give me back the pajamas. I'm not giving up one without the other. I'm a kol, what? Hitaka doesn't need Edom. Taisa doesn't say that to his Edom. It was only the guy who did that. Taisa said the reason why I'm chayzim and mashkinin is kedei shlo yichbar aloiva.
That's not the reason.
Yes.
Because he has to give back the clay yarn.
So
why? The reason why he has to come back with
it. Why am I chayzim and mashkinin? But why am I not taking the clay lila? Why do I take the pajamas the second time and the clay makresha the second time? Uh-huh. Is I am constantly going to revolve, take one, return the other, take one, return the other. Why? Oh, so this way I always have something, I'm going to be the muksik, and you will never be able to be kaifa.
Can I don't take too much kindness, double value.
And who says this? I've dreamt this up. It's a piskei rid. The piskei rid in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, that's a Mishnah in Kufya Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok to Piskirid. What's Pshat in the Mishnah? He argues with Rashi. Zok to Piskirid. It's Pshat is that I took two mashkoines, one of the night, one of the day. Each one by itself is worth the whole amount of the chayf, and I have a right to take that double mashkin because I'm never holding on more than one at a time. And Zok to Piskirid, why do I do that? Zok to Piskirid. So this way I should always be tafes biyad
negat chayv. What's his right of having a value, a kinyan of value of $200?
Because I never am holding on to both at once.
You have a kinyan.
I have a kinyan on both, right. But Gradi should know.
Unless it's dangerous to give back one. Because he's
good. And Gradi should know, it's not so posh. It's you're talking, I have a right to make a kinyan on a mashkin more than the chayv as well. The back, there's a back that holds that even though the Gemara Kuf Dalet is mashma not like that, that's only because the Gemara says that the loiva is mekabel all the hefseidim of his hishtamshis. If I'll take $100 pajamas from you, wear and tear is only going to be worth 90, so I'm not going to be covered. So the Gemara, I shouldn't take more than $100 because the loiva is going to be mekabel on himself, that if there's wear and tear, he's going to be mashlam the difference. That's a Gemara. V'zokta bach b'zmanenu that we don't do that. We don't make the loiva be makabel that. So kum tois, I am allowed to take a mashkin even more than the chayv, because maybe I have to account for the wear and tear. That's got it. So I mean, la loka, anyway, I'm not mitzumtzam to the amount. But like the tais of it, it's better. Piskin, it's better. I'm never holding on to 200. I'm holding on to this 100 or that 100. And I'm doing it kidei, like you said, that I should always have the upper hand. That right?
More than it was worth, and he swore back.
Yeah, but maybe the guy allowed him to do it. By sell the Hayeshava, maybe he allowed him. But here I'm saying I'm allowed to do it by Korokai. Right. But the kids are. Sorry? Luchati Yitzdaka, what do you mean?
You're
going to
go through the hassle. You're
not really giving up something. Luchati Yitzdaka, that I'm. Oh, what do you mean? By the Goyim, they don't do this. They turn on the fire. You're going to sleep tonight without pajamas. Luchati Yitzhak, Yidden don't do that. Yidden, they behave nicely with the loiva. They're going to make sure he has pajamas at night and his clay machresha at the day. He'll take one, he'll give back one, take one, give back one. But that's pshat. Now, even though Taisis is not married, but Taisis Rabbeinu Peretz is on Taisis, and that is Lashon. Taisis kol shah constantly, mashkainis Lashon Rabbim. So he always has one and another. Mamela, the whole kasha of Tumen, the Goyin, the Hipsk Nishtan. That's pshat Taisis. Oh, but Lamaisa, you want to know where the Mechaba has this halacha, al takzirenu li'el abedim? Luchai, that's from the Mishnah in Shavuos Lamaches. We find the concept by Havah, and the Mechaber brings it in the Shach, brings it down in Kuf Lama Gimel by Pekotin, who are then by Mashkin. We have that ability. It can be master with the Loiva, al takzireni ela be'edim. If you try to give it back to me without edim, you're not going to be Neman. And Memele Rabbi said, let's play it out. Yes, so just a Chazar Zashia. It's going to work, and if the Malvish tries to take it back without edim, the Loiva is not Mechuv to do it, because he doesn't have to put himself into a risk, into a hefset. And my mayor, this is the eitzah to prevent the loiva from saying parati, prevent the loiva from saying hagzarti. All right, Rabbi, so we did mamish covered the tip of the bucket. I was hoping to get much further tonight. Oit chazoi, next week, Miyat Hashem is Purim, so we're off Purim, and we should have a frelich on Purim. But the following week, Miyat Hashem, it's 9:30. They changed the clock tonight, and it's going to be blinded at 9:30. Bezes Hashem. All right, a good tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.